reading of Holy Scripture is taken from the book of Colossians as we continue in our study of this little epistle, and I pray that all of us here have been blessed, even as I have been blessed speaking. And our theme for this morning is, if we then be risen with Christ, right? In first verse of Colossians chapter 3. Very topical, very relevant. Applies to you, to me, to everybody. Let us listen as I read. I shall read verses 1 to 10. Colossians 3:1. If you then be risen with Christ, are you? Follow, please. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, and this must be your daily hope, then shall you also appear with him in glory. What a blessed thought. Mortify means put to death. Therefore, your members which are upon the earth, meaning to say your body, the members of your body, fornication, which is uncontrolled sex, illicit, unlawful, ungodly sex, uncleanness, inordinate affection, meaning to say lawless kind of passion, evil concupiscence, meaning the same, covetousness, which is idolatry. For which thing's sake the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience, in the which also you walked some time ago, when you lived in them, before you came to the Lord Jesus. But now ye also, because you are in Christ, put off all these anger, wrath, malice, hatred, blasphemy, godless speech, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. Amen. God bless to us this reading of his wonderful word. Verse 1 is a question. If you then be risen with Christ, how can I be risen with Christ? Are you? You yourself only can answer that question. Yes, I can ask you the question. But I want to suggest to you and remind you that you cannot be risen with Christ without first believing in him and identified with him. You are buried with him in death. Well, that is the first move. Are you? Was there a day when you came to the Lord Jesus Christ through the sound of the gospel, and that word of God convicted you to show you are a sinner, condemned, undone, without hope, without life? Was there such a day? For me, it was when I was 10 years old. That gospel was very clear, powerful and convicting. You are a sinner, and only Jesus saves. At that moment, looking to the Savior, you say, Lord, save me. And the Lord welcomes you. And He says, you want to come after me? Deny yourself? Yes. That's the first move. I'm nothing. Man is nothing. We all are nothing. Before God, what are we? We are frail creatures of dust. Sinners, condemned, undone. Then we receive the Savior at the cross and say, Lord, save me. I am a sinner. I need your salvation grace. At that moment, by faith, Jesus took you in. You are identified with the Lord Jesus Christ, united with Him. At the cross, you receive your salvation. You are one with Christ the Lord in the Spirit. This is a spiritual event that all of us go through. You may not realize it, but that was exactly what happened. And when you came to baptism, to publicly confess Jesus Christ, it is an act of faith to say, I now am one with the Lord. He went to the cross. He died for me. I follow Him. I deny myself. Did you have such an experience? If anyone has not, I invite you to come. This is the only way, no other way. And Jesus never refuses a sinner who comes to Him humbly with contrite, broken spirit. And He says, I take you in. Then you die with Christ. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Who crucified you? By the Spirit. Because you have received Jesus, you are crucified by the work of the Holy Spirit. And you are buried with Him. So Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. We all can say the same. If you have truly come to the Lord Jesus Christ in salvation, I am crucified with Him. Nevertheless, here I am. There you are, sitting. How come? Nevertheless, I live. But not I. But Christ liveth in me. There is a different master in me. Not my old Adam. Not my old self. But now Jesus Christ is in me. But Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Every day I go about my business by faith, knowing that I was a sinner, condemned, undone. Today I am a sinner, saved by grace. The life I now live in the flesh. We are in the flesh? Yes. Still in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. The fact that He loved me laid the foundation of my salvation. And He gave Himself for me. On this blessed resurrection morning, we are here to rejoice that He is risen. But again, I want to remind you, He cannot be risen except He first died for you. And He did not die for you because you are good. But He died for you and for me because love sent Him down to save us from an impossible situation. All of us condemned, without hope, without life, without light, nothing to look forward to. He came. Now, are you in that position? Look at verse 1. Now it's clear. If you then be risen with Christ, you have come to salvation, you were baptized, and you continue to walk with the Lord, then this verse applies to you. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. There must be a transference of your aspiration. Whereas before you knew Jesus, all you hoped for was on earth. All you worked hard for is a better life a better lifestyle, a better enjoyment of the things of this earth, and you build and you work hard all the time. My objective, my target is on earth. When was that? Before you found the Lord Jesus, or before He found you. But now, you are risen with Christ. He has given you that wonderful new life, risen from the dead. All your powers are behind you. The dictates of the old person are behind you. Now you have a new objective. Do you? Ask yourself. If not, there's something wrong. Verse 1 again. If you then are risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. There must be a transference of your hope, ambition, objective, from earth to heaven. This is fundamental, basic. If you have not, truly received the blessing of salvation and the Christian hope. Right? Have you changed? Or is your ambition, even as a Christian, seeking to build more and more on earth, on this little planet that's going around the sun? And today you've gone around 50 times, you're 50 years old. I've gone around 81 times, 81 years old. How many times can you go around? 100? Maybe? Possible? 200? No. No one has yet in this present age. But I ask you, when you make the last time around the sun and the clock says it's up, where do you go? What will you say about what you have done all your life? Building, building, building on planet Earth, this little thing that goes round and round. Ah, my friends, here is the truth. Not whether you own billions on earth. Oh, read the pay packets of the rich people on earth. Read Straits Times. One CEO earns $11 million a year. I say, my, what do you do with that money? And so on. People admire, aspire to more and more money. For what? Because the day comes when this little planet goes round and your time is finished, and then you have to leave this planet. Where do you go? Where is it you're going? I tell you the story of a very rich man. And he made friends and he was acquainted with this very well-known preacher of the last century called Dr. George Truett. He invited this preacher to his house. Very happy to have this well-known, famous preacher in his home and to entertain him. Then he took him to the rooftop, roof garden. Dr. Truett, look there. There's all those oil derricks. Every time you dig in, out comes black gold. All mine, you see. Yes, Dr. Truett said, I'm not very impressed. Never mind, look here. All those contented cows, the thousands of cattle grazing happily, all those are mine, Dr. Teresa. Yes, oh yes. So, you have so much. Wonderful. Now look here. Look at all those virgin forests, tall trees, all those woodlands, all those timber. Those are mine. Wonderful, wonderful. What's more? Oh, look this way. All those wheat fields, the thousands of acres, all of them are mine. Wow. Dr. Truett spoke to him. My dear friend, you have north, east, south, west, all yours. Every direction is yours. How about this direction, up there? What do you have up there? Oh, I never thought of it. My dear friends, people live without thinking, you know. How can it be? And you say you own all the land. You know this. Today you say you own the land. Tomorrow the land may own you. When you go 6 feet under, then you have finished. What do you have? If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. That is the message for this morning. Don't feel on earth. Verse 2. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. No matter how much you have, the day comes when the more you have, the greater the burden, the more the trouble you leave behind. So, dear friends, verse 2. Set your affection on things above. You know what the Lord Jesus said to the disciples on the Sermon on the Mount? Don't lay your treasures on earth, because here, moth, M, rust, R, and T, thieves, MRT. Right. On earth, moth and rust corrupt. Thieves break in and steal. Why do you build your treasures on earth? Lay up your treasures in heaven. This is the resurrection message today. Begin, if you have never thought of it, to have a bank account up there. What you can do for the Lord, what can you not do? Are you doing it? Read on, please. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, because the earth will perish one day, and you got to leave it, for you are dead. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Did I not say that at the very early part of my sermon? We all have died in Christ when we trusted Him. Our old self died with Him. Verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, is He your life? Do you live in Him every day? Do you refer to Him in all that you do every day? Do you? If He is your life, you will do that. If you don't do it, He's not your life. When He shall appear, that is our glorious hope. And because He rose from the dead today, you can trust that He will return one day. But if He did not rise from the dead, there is no hope. He'll never come again. So here is your hope. Then shall He also appear with Him in glory. Work for that day, dear friends. Work for it. Every day think of it. My Lord is coming for me one day, and He will require of me an account. What have you been doing with your life, dear friends? For we are all saved for one purpose, to serve. We are saved to tell others. We are saved to tell those in our home, among your acquaintances, that without Christ, and hopeless end. Only with Christ and endless hope. Tell them, we are saved to do it. Why aren't you doing it? Mortify, therefore, verse 5. Mortify means put to death, means say no to those things which your members are tempted to do. The parts of your body are always under temptation, and there is no shortage of temptation around in Singapore. It's growing by the hour. Everywhere is temptation. You go to the shops, there's temptation. You turn on the television, there's temptation. You touch the computer, there's temptation. Everywhere there's temptation. Suggesting, inviting, urging, persuading. What do you do about it? Mortify. If the resurrection of Jesus Christ has any meaning to you, it gives you power to mortify your old self. Why? Because I know my Savior lives, and He is my one objective. One. Not your wife, not your husband, not your children. Those are just given while you're on earth for your present comfort. On loan, everyone is on loan to each other. We have nothing permanent on earth, nothing. But there is only one permanency that is up there. Therefore, the temptations of earth must be put aside, must be laid low, must be crucified, put to death, mortified. Verse 5. Mortify your members, which are upon the earth. Don't say, well, it's all right, I feel okay. In fact, it's very enjoyable. Fornication. Why not? Everybody says it's all right. People are doing it. Why don't I do? You don't do because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And because you belong to Him. So you don't do it because there is a reason to it. You are a child of God. And you do not live like the unbelieving world who are heading for death. And this is the way of death. Why do it? Uncleanness. Inordinate affection, all kinds of evil passion is included in this. Evil concupiscence, lust of the flesh, covetousness, everything that spells money, you go for it to make a bigger buck. What for? Why don't you think of how your life can be made useful for the Lord? I was very pleased when the visitation committee called me 2 Saturdays ago, people who take time off instead of enjoying another evening at home to drive a car, to pick up another 2 or 3, to go with a Bible verse, with a few fruits, to visit somebody who is housebound and to speak the gospel of hope and cheer to them and to pray with them, to sing a gospel song with them. Ah, have you had that kind of blessing? So I spoke with the group, about 20 odd. As they prepared to go out and visit. You know, when the judgment day comes, what will the Lord ask you? Not how clever we are, how much money we made, how high position we rose to, but one thing, when I was in prison, did you come to visit me? When I was sick, did you care to drop by and say hello to me? When I was without a home, did you open your home for me? And you say, oh Lord, but we never saw you in those circumstances. And what did Jesus say? You do it to one of these, my people, you've done it to me. These are the things we all got to consider. Verse 6, for which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. We all were once children of disobedience, true? Yes. Before we came to the Lord and surrendered and gave our lives over to Him, for Him to manage, we managed ourselves and we were children of disobedience. Do not anymore continue as children of disobedience, because our Savior overcame that great enemy for us, death. So that we can every day live with hope, not afraid of death anymore. And that is the greatest profit you can ever have, better than earning $1 million a day. Absolutely. Read on. Verse 7. In the which you also walk some time, when you lived in them. Yes, there was a time. True? Yes. Those days I did not know the Savior. Now I know. And the Savior loves me. And He says, you are my friend. Do what I tell you to do. What does He tell you to do? And His commandments are not grievous. They're not difficult. And they are joyous. And they bring forth peace and hope and blessing. All these are true. Only thing you got to do it and obey the Lord. Verse 8. Now you also put off all these things. Because Jesus rose from the dead for you, He lives on to give you strength. You can call on Him anytime. Anytime you're in trouble, look to the Lord and say, Lord, wow, I'm in trouble. My friend calls me to do this, do that with him, to go and do those things. I know it's wrong, but I almost am persuaded to go. What do? Call on him. We have a blessed intercessor on the right hand of God, praying for you and for me because you are precious to him, all of us. He is concerned and he wants you to walk with him in that straight and narrow path. It's not difficult if you have the Savior with you. Now, verse 8, put off all those things. Don't get angry easily. Why? Anger, why? Don't blame it on your parents or your father. He got short temper, I got short fuses. And that is the lame excuse. Because you are a child of God, you therefore learn to be like the Savior. You turn to me, any verse of Holy Scripture where Jesus Christ lost his temper, show it to me. Never. If so, you are a child of God, learn to be like him. Don't get angry for no particular reason. Wrath, meaning to say a very violent temper and getting angry with everybody. Malice, hating people for no reason. Blasphemy, speaking ill of God. Oh, how sad it is. Filthy communication, change your vocabulary because Jesus Christ rose from the dead for you to give you a new vocabulary. Praise him. Speak about him. Tell others about him. The moment you begin to speak for the Lord, you will forget and you will not do those things before, speaking those evil language. No more. Verse 9. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. So this is our theme for the year. Where is it? The last verse. That until Jesus Christ is formed in us, do not stop striving for holiness and perfection. Make that your daily objective. Wake up in the morning and say, Lord, please help me. That today I will live for you. I will live like you. I will be like you in your gentleness, in your loving kindness, in your compassion, in the way you live, you talk. I want to be like you. Verse 10, and put on the new man, which is renewed in Jesus Christ our Lord. He gives you the new man, but you must exercise that new man. Don't say, I have the new man, and you continue to live like the old man. That is not right. Which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created you. Live after the image. Follow the Lord Jesus. Read the Holy Scriptures. Read how he suffered and without a word. How he went everywhere, healing, doing good, without a murmur. Are you? These are the things. Oh, my friends, let us conclude with a prayer. Let us pray. Again, I invite you to spend a moment in quiet meditation, asking the Lord to change your life. For unless the life is changed, unless we begin to live and to show forth the glory of God, living like the Lord Jesus, we are saved in vain. O Lord, hear our prayer. Our Heavenly Father, bless this congregation of your people. We have been saved for a purpose. We are saved to be children of God, children of the Most High God, and even to be brothers of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord, may the image of Jesus Christ be born in us, that everyone humbled before thee now, asking for thy special grace, help us by Thy Holy Spirit working in every humble, broken, contrite heart, that we will begin to yield our lives in a new way, because today we have heard the message of the risen Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ. Risen from the dead, may His power be our power. May He live in us in a new and wonderful way. Cleanse Thy people. Send us forth to be Your messengers, that we will show forth Jesus Christ to someone in our home, in our neighborhood, among our friends, that we will live daily for Him who died for us and rose for us. We pray this in Jesus' holy and blessed name. Amen.